This episode is brought to you by FinditNWA.com, your hyper-local business directory connecting you with the best of Northwest Arkansas. Whether you're looking for a new place to eat, a trusted service provider, or unique local shops, FinditNWA has you covered. We also highlight businesses with a featured listing on the site. That means if you're a small business owner in NWA, you could be next. Discover more at FinditNWA.com.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Tom Judson, welcome to the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you inviting me to join you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, not only was this actual interview a long time coming, but as I shared with you before we started recording, just sitting down with a representative from Bella Vista to talk about the area there that's right at the top of the sandwich that I call Northwest Arkansas. Right. I mean, you guys are like the top piece of the sandwich, the top piece of bread. And so, but seriously, it's something that I always talk about whenever I describe Northwest Arkansas. And I say I focus on everything from Bella Vista at the top to the Bobby Hopper Tunnel at the bottom to Eureka Springs to the east and Siloam to the west. Everything in that circle, which includes Bella Vista, is fair game when it comes to the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. So we appreciate you coming down and spending a little bit of time with us today and just sharing what's happening in Bella Vista so that other people can become aware of that area just north of Bentonville. So can you share just for our audience a little bit of your background and, as we always like to say, your superhero origin story?
Well, I didn't have to start with my wife. She's the creator. I've been with the POA for 9 years now. Prior to that, I was at a planned community in North Carolina in Asheville. Really loved that. Really loved community management, working with property owners, working with committees and boards and so forth. That's what I do. I really enjoy being able to create a sense of community.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for 9 years here in Bella Vista.
Wow. So when you first came to Bella Vista, were you already familiar with it at all? Or was it probably wasn't on your radar, right? Honestly.
I'd never been in the state.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. That
or
sounds.
Any
sounds
of the neighboring states.
Right.
Even.
Right. Right.
But I was recruited.
Okay.
By a search firm. And they said, hey, we have a very interesting position for you. And I came down. Went to Crystal Bridges, went downtown in Bentonville, went all over the place in Bella Vista and realized, hey, this is a pretty nice place. I really, really like it. So it has been fantastic for my wife and I. We have three daughters, but they're all out of the house, thank God, and on their own. And we really enjoyed our time in Bella Vista, and we have every intention, when I eventually retire down the road, that we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. You're gonna stay planted right here. Yeah. Well, some people would argue and say that timing was definitely in your favor when it came to coming to Bella Vista. What was it that you felt like you could bring to this area that you had experienced, say, in Asheville, in terms of from a planned community perspective?
Well, when they gave me the first tour. And I didn't know this at the time that they were giving me the tour, but they took me to the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And evidently they scared away some candidates because they took us, you know, we were not together. We were in individual tours, but they took us to where they really need the most amount of work.
Okay.
And so some candidates were like, hey, that's not for me. And I was like, I can fix this.
Right.
I can make this better because for at least a decade, they had neglect for so many of their buildings and infrastructure and golf courses. And and it needed so much work. And I was able to be part of that. And now we're still doing work, but it's not like the critical stuff that we had to do early on.
When you first got there. Well, I mean, and I think certainly for some people, when they look at a situation, the glass can be either half full or half empty. And so for a lot of those candidates, it was half empty. And I'm thankful that you chose to kind of fight through that and really see the benefit. I always tell people, you only get diamonds from pressure. And when you go through that pressure, that's what kind of creates that. And I've seen that just in the 10 years that I've been here. I've seen where what you're describing, I've seen in Bella Vista, which is really exciting.
And I don't even think it was half full. I mean, it was way under that. But, you know, we have a outstanding community. We have so many property owners that have a lot of pride in our community. And we just had to foster that and bring that out and put some money into the place.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that. So what I want to do is kind of paint a picture for our listeners who might not really be familiar with Bella Vista. How would you describe Bella Vista and what kind of sets it apart from other communities in Northwest Arkansas?
So we're one of the largest planned communities in the nation.
Okay.
We have 16,500 homes. The POA, I consider us the Department of Fun. We are in charge of the golf courses, 7 golf courses, 7 lakes, 3 fitness facilities, 4 restaurants, tennis, pickleball, 100 miles of trails, hiking and biking. We have concrete trails. We are the northern end of the Razorback Greenway.
Yeah.
So we are the fun department. And we are so proud of that. And that's our job. You know, what a neat job to have where your effort is to put smiles on people's faces.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like, this is tax time. It's not like working for the IRS. We're like, that's got to be a rough environment to work. we're in the fun department. And we really enjoy doing that.
Yeah. No, I love that. And actually, you brought up some good points because I tell people, and for those of you listening that are not from here or thinking about moving here, I live in Fayetteville, which is south of and kind of at the bottom, if you were to look at on an axis at the bottom of Northwest Arkansas, and Bella Vista is at the top. I can actually get on the Greenway in my neighborhood and ride all the way up to Bella Vista, which, you know, I mean, it's like that's a good 35 miles. I've done the ride. It's real. It's like 70 miles round trip. And your legs feel it at the end of the day, but like you can literally almost ride what bikers call a century, like a 100-mile mm-hmm. ride, just riding throughout Northwest Arkansas and never getting off the Greenway.
Yeah, my wife and I, we love riding on the Greenway. We've done every single mile of it.
Yeah.
Not all at one time.
No, I got you. I got you.
But we just are glad that it actually ends in Bella Vista.
Yeah.
And right almost at the very end is one of our favorite locations, which is the Gear Garden.
Yeah.
Which is our version of the beer garden.
right.
So you can go on a nice ride. So what Allison and I will do, my wife Allison and I will do, is we'll park at the Gear Garden.
Okay.
We'll go on a 20-30 mile ride, and then we'll end it at the Gear Garden, have a nice beer.
And call it a day.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
And
that's
a great way to have a Saturday or Sunday.
Man, you know, when I think of like being the CEO of 16,500 residences, that's a lot of people that you have to kind of keep happy. You know, I'm going to put it out there, and I don't know how much longer this is going to last, but I'm actually the president of the POA in the subdivision that I live in. I'm not going to name it, but I live in a subdivision in Fayetteville. It's only about 170 plus residences. And I know what I have to deal with for that. I can only imagine just the amplification of what it's like to deal with 16,000 plus people.
Yeah, we have some interesting characters, but we try and focus on the positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do a good job of communicating in a polite, respectful manner at all times so that, you know, if you give respect, you get respect.
Yeah, absolutely. That goes without saying, and I appreciate you sharing that. Just for our audience's edification, Bella Vista was originally envisioned as a retirement community. And I say was because as you and I were talking before we started recording, you said to me that that has actually changed considerably. And so I would wonder, you know, how would you describe how that vision has evolved over the years, especially under your tenure?
Well, I think the key there is you have to stay relevant.
Yeah.
You have to pay homage to the past, meaning, you know, we're always going to have a lot of golf courses. We're always going to have a lot of lakes, and those are always going to be an important part of Bella Vista. But we also have to be cognizant that our community is changing. It's not a retirement community. I would consider it more of a bedroom community now. I'm sure my stats are off, but I remember reading once that in between 2006 and 2016, the average age in Bella Vista dropped by 10.
Okay.
In a 10-year period to drop by 10, that is meteoric. I mean, that's very quick. And so what that means is that we have to be prepared to shift our focus.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody heard of pickleball 10 years ago, or at least
now it's all the rage.
Now it's all the rage.
Yeah.
And when I got there, we had, I think, 3 courts, and now we have 10.
Yeah.
And we need more.
Yeah.
We had a failed golf course that we converted into a walking trail, and we have a disc golf course on that walking trail. And that disc golf course is rated in the top 10 in the state. And we went from a golf course that was hardly getting any usage to, oh my God, we have to double the size of our parking lot because we have so many people on that walking trail and using the disc golf course. So that's a good example of staying relevant and being willing to adjust and change, but also you got to pay homage to the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, were those some of the, you know, things that you had learned in North Carolina that you brought with you? Were any of those like helpful for you as you have navigated these last almost 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's lessons that build upon lessons as you go along. The 9 years that I had in North Carolina were outstanding. It was a great training ground. I mean, we're one of the largest, you know, Bella Vista is one of the largest POAs in the nation. So that means that anything else was smaller.
Sure.
So, you know, I did my time in AA and AAA, and now
you're ready for the majors.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what it is. And who would have thought, like you said, you mentioned before that for a lot of people, Arkansas is a flyover state. It was. It was. Now people, it has become a destination.
All right, my sister's here now. She moved here. My sister's sister-in-law has moved here. You know, and we have another family member that's considering moving here. So once they get here, they realize, hey, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cost of living is outstanding. And so it makes sense for them.
Yeah. No, that I love that. And so, and I totally agree with everything that you've just said. And I'd love to know, where do your go-tos when people do come here to visit, when you're trying to convince them to stay, or even just saying, hey, this is the place that I call home now, and this is why I love it. I mean, what in Northwest Arkansas do you go to kind of show people around and help them to realize how great of a place this is?
Well, I love Lake Point Restaurant.
Okay.
You know, it's part of the POA. I'm being biased here. But where else can you get an outstanding meal on the water?
Right.
And you just sit out there, and the sun sets in the perfect location. It comes down over the water. You see the hills around the lake. It's a great environment. So
yeah.
I love taking them there. I'm also a beer nut. So the Gear Garden is probably my second favorite place to take them.
Okay.
And if they're active, then we're going to go on a ride. And I do what I told you before. Go on a ride, get a beer afterwards. And then, you know, I want to make sure that they understand, you know, take them to downtown Bentonville, take them to the mall, make sure that they see that we have everything that you need.
Yeah.
Is here.
Right in your own backyard, so to speak. So, yeah. Just in terms of helping people to kind of get a better feel and understanding of the Bella Vista POA, I know obviously the POA plays a significant role in managing community resources. Can you kind of highlight some of the key amenities? I mean, you've mentioned some of them, and recreational opportunities available to both residents and visitors. And the reason why I'm asking that is because, like, I mean, I live in Fayetteville. I go up to Bella Vista quite a bit, to Sugar Creek, where is a soccer complex up there. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to know if I want to come up and play golf at Bella Vista, in Bella Vista, if I want to come up and even go to the Lake Point restaurant, is there any membership requirement to do any of the things that are in Bella Vista proper in the POA? Or is it just the POA members get certain benefits, but anybody can come and partake of it?
So, and that it does get a little bit confusing for a person that's from the outside. It's totally understandable. Our golf courses are 100% open.
Okay.
So come on down. Yep. We'll book you a tee time after the end of the show. And the restaurants, come on out. We have 4 outstanding restaurants that you can come and go to. And one of them is at the Country Club. And that kind of confuses people because most people hear Country Club, oh, I can't get in. It's private and so forth.
Sure.
So that's confusing. And we know that. I would say the main things that are limited to members are like the gym facilities, the pools, the beach, and the lakes. And
yeah.
Those are limited to the membership, where the other ones, the members just get better rates by coming to the golf and so forth. With regards to the initial part of your question, so Bella Vista, we call it a three-legged stool when we talk about governance.
Okay.
So the first one is the city. So the city is in charge of the police, fire, building inspections, roads. So that's what they do. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of things, but that's what they mainly do.
Okay.
The ACC Architectural Control Committee, they're going to make sure that your home, if you're building a home, is going to fit in with the natural environment and is going to flow and make sense within the community. I remember a long time ago, I lived in a planned community and someone painted their house bubblegum pink.
I was just about to say, if I want to paint my house pink.
Oh, my God.
It didn't work.
They came in and said, you got to change it. And so that's what the ACC would do, is they want to make sure that it makes sense. And those kind of stuff that not necessarily the most popular things, but that's what they do. And then the POA, we're the fun department.
Right.
Lakes and golf and tennis all the fun stuff. And then also we're the water department, which is kind of an oddball thing, but we're the water utility.
So any fishing in the lakes?
Lots of fishing.
Okay. What are they stocked
Lots
with?
Lots of fishing. Walleye, sogeye, bass.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
any
fish.
Any trout? Oh, you don't fish?
I don't fish.
That's okay.
We have trout too. And so what we've done is over the years, we've built our own aquaculture ponds. So we grow our own fish.
Oh, okay.
So we have 4 large ponds that we grow them and raise them up to a certain level. We have 3 lakes biologists on our team.
Okay.
Masters in lakes biology. They can talk your ear off about fish.
Yeah.
And how to grow fish and what it means. And we do testing and we do water testing to make sure the waters are, the lakes are healthy and so forth. It's not just, you know, it's a man-made lake. So it's not like it's there and it'll take care of itself. We actually have to manage it. And we have lake rangers to make sure that people are making wise choices on the lakes.
Sure.
So forth.
Well, and I actually have a friend that is a riparian and lake expert. And there aren't a lot of those guys and gals around. And so, you know, you kind of lean on them when you want to have a better understanding of how you make, you know, your lakes or your ponds, you know, more amenable to the community around it.
Exactly. So, yeah. I remember my first week I sat down with our lakes biologist. You know, I got no experience in this. I haven't caught a fish in my entire life. And this guy's telling me what he's doing. And I'm like, okay, all right. Let's just hope you do a good job because there's no way I can supervise you.
That's funny. Well, I mean, it certainly is good to have those types of individuals around. And I'm sure you've surrounded yourself with, like, how big is your staff there for the POA?
During the peak of summer, when we have lifeguards and so forth, we hit 500 staff members.
Okay.
So we're a large organization.
Okay, that is big. Yeah, and I certainly want to give a shout out to Danielle Keller, who was actually the reason why we got together in the first place. So, and Danielle actually has a wonderful podcast called The People of Northwest Arkansas. And certainly I'm always encouraging people to listen to podcasts to learn why this place is so special. And so between her podcast and mine and so many others that are out here, Flavors of NWA and so many others that are talking about what makes this place so special, I think it's important. I think actually we make your job a little easier because you can always point to some of these episodes and say, this is why Bella Vista is the way it is, yeah. You know, and so there's a lot that is involved with that. But
we get so many people that move to Bella Vista and are just amazed at everything that the region has to offer. And I'm going to, you know, harp on Bella Vista, on what the POA and what Bella Vista has to offer and the affordability. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Bella Vista, you include the word value.
Right.
And it is a very good value for everything that you get.
Yeah, you know, and it's so funny because I remember when we first moved here, again, 2014, early 2015, we looked at some homes up in Bella Vista and we were like, man, these are super affordable. And I know the market has changed some. I mean, you know, time just causes every real estate market to change. But even now, there's still some really good deals in Bella Vista. And for all that you get, that's the thing where it's like, oh, you got to kind of weigh the pros and cons. I mean, if you are part of that, the whole remote work community, I can't think of a better place to remote work than in Bella Vista.
So we have what we call this an activity card, and it costs a member $30 a year.
Yep.
And with that activity card, you're going to get unlimited, if you play golf, unlimited range balls.
Okay.
As many as you can hit. We're going to give you unlimited green fees at our Brittany golf course.
Okay.
Unlimited use of the gym facilities, pools, the beach, entrance into the gun range.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you 10% off your food purchases at our restaurants for $30 a year. Now, if two adults in your family purchase an activity card, we'll give you up to 5 dependent activity cards for free.
For free.
So if you have a family of 5 kids.
And 2 adults, you're playing $60 a year.
A year.
Wow.
You can't beat that deal.
And that's just for residents.
That's just for residents. For residents. We don't have a non-resident rate on that.
Right. No, I got you. And that's where the POA membership has its privileges.
Yeah.
And certainly people can opt into that, right, in terms of like if you're a resident of the POA, is that required of you?
No, you don't have to. Okay. I mean, you automatically get – discounted fees because you're a property owner.
Right.
But if you want to get even better, then you become an activity card holder.
Sure.
And that's just the way to go. And that's why we've seen an explosion of utilization. So if you go back to 2019, we did about 110,000 rounds of golf.
Ooh,
this last year,
a lot of golf.
We did 210.
That's a lot of golf.
That's a lot. And that's just golf. And that same increase we saw in fitness, boat registrations, tennis, everything is just way up because people are active.
Yeah.
And what's shifting is, so back in the day, mom and dad would move here and they'd join a bunch of golf groups and they would play golf 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. And we still have a large number of people that do that. But the new people that are moving into Bella Vista, they're going to play golf once a week, but they're going to go to the gym, mm-hmm. they're going to go get on a bike, they're going to go fishing, and they're going to play pickleball. They're going to do a lot of different activities. They're going to stay active, but in a variety of different ways. But even with that variety, we're still seeing our golf rounds go up by 100,000 compared to just 5 years ago.
Well, you know, I mean, I was taught at a young age that, hey, man, if you want to learn how to network and build relationships with people, golf is one way. I mean, there's mm-hmm. others. Certainly, I can get on a bike with people, and I've done that with some of my peers and rode the trails in the Greenway and just talked for hours, which is amazing. When you think about all of the different opportunities that people in Bella Vista have to kind of come together and build community, what are you most excited about, right? Because, I mean, of course, yeah. Everybody can't be on the golf course at the same time building community. Mm-hmm. But what about the Bella Vista POA are you most excited about when it comes to kind of building that community? As well as why is that an important attraction or feature of the POA?
Well, you know, you referenced earlier Danielle, who's on our marketing team. And she's in charge of our staff. And one of the things of building community is that we do a lot of events, which we didn't do many years ago. So now we do, you know, trivia nights and bingo nights and music bingo and karaoke and line dancing we have planned coming up. All these different things, and it brings everybody together, and they have a great time, and they meet different people. We have quarterly new resident meetings. Hey, come on in. We get 100 people in the room. We talk about the city. We talk about the POA, and then we encourage everybody to hang out. And these are new residents, and in some cases, that's where they're meeting their new friends.
Sure, sure. I love that. What are some of the biggest challenges that you faced managing such a diverse community, if any, I mean, that you've had to deal with?
Oh, you know, I think the biggest challenge was that we had so much that had to be done. There were so many buildings that were in poor shape. I referenced earlier Lake Point Restaurant, my favorite restaurant. Well, prior to us reopening it, it'd been closed for 5 straight years, shuttered.
Yeah.
And now it's this vibrant restaurant right on the water. And we had other facilities that were just, I mean, they were embarrassing.
Sure.
And now it's something to be proud of. We hope to open up our completely renovated golf course driving range in the next week or so.
Okay.
And that building was held up by the mold.
Oh.
I'm exaggerating.
Right.
But,
no, I know what you're saying.
It was in bad shape.
Yeah.
And now we have a brand new facility. And, you know, back in 2019, we did about 16,000 buckets of balls.
Yep.
And just before we shut down the facility to renovate it, we were doing 80,000 bucks of balls a year.
That's a lot
so
of balls.
So there's a lot of people that want to use the facilities. Another facility that is opening up on April 1st is our completely renovated gun range.
Okay.
So we have pistol, rifle, skeet, and trap. And that was really an embarrassment beforehand. And now we have this brand new facility that we can all be proud of.
State of the art.
It is outstanding. It's nice and safe. Safety in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely want that with any gun range. You want safety. So I'm curious to know anecdotally, have you heard from any of the longtime residents of the POA, just kind of what they've, you know, how they view things now that all the changes that have taken place under your watch?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's my job has gotten easier because early on it was, trust me, we're going to make it better.
Right.
You know, and some people gave you that trust and
sure.
Some people were like, yeah, you got to prove it there.
Right.
And now we're getting to the point where like, okay, we see that you're making it happen. And now it's more like, okay, so you've done these things and this is our area of interest. We want you to add more of this and add more of that because that's our new challenge.
Sure.
With all the growth that Bella Vista is seeing, is our next big challenge is going to be adjusting to the increased demand.
Yeah.
You know, one of our fitness facilities is currently not meeting the needs of our members. And it's only going to get worse with every home that opens.
Right.
But there's no cheap solution to that. We're going to have to completely redo the building. And that's a large undertaking.
Yeah.
And so that's a good example where we have so many more property owners. When I got here, it was 12,500 homes. Now we're at 16,500. We're adding a tremendous number every single year. So it's just adjusting to that increase of demand.
So is there still land to build on in Bella Vista with regard to the POA itself?
So that's never an easy question to answer. So Bella Vista has 39,000 lots.
Okay.
So we have 16,500 homes. We have about 8,000 lots, unimproved lots, that are owned by the neighboring home.
Okay.
So I own my home and I own the lot right next to me.
I got you.
Okay. So there's about 8,000 of those.
So if I wanted to be your neighbor, you could technically sell me that lot.
Not going to happen. No. You know, we like not having, Alice and I like not having anybody right on
right
top of
top
me.
Top of you,
know?
Yeah. But somebody could theoretically.
Yeah, I could sell that lot and someone could build on it. It'd
okay,
be a nice lot.
I got you.
So that takes out 8,000.
Yep.
And then we have a lot of lots that are really small and you can build a home on that lot, but it's going to be a little bit challenging.
Sure.
And maybe it's going to be a smaller size lot than you really want.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, when you do all the math together, you're looking at about, my guess is about 22,000 homes is probably the reasonable upper end of how many homes we could have in our community.
Yeah.
Whether we'll ever get there, I don't know. But at the pace we're going, holy cow, we might make it next year.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
I'm exaggerating.
Yeah,
but
no, I know.
We're adding so many lots. I had a meeting with our director of our water utility, and he jokingly said that he's going to change the name from the water utility to water installation, and that's all we do.
That's it. That's it, yeah. Well, I mean, certainly all natural resources and utilities are always going to be an important aspect of any POA in terms of access to that. And of course, we know the importance of water, and we see what's happening in some of the Western states. So I totally get that. I think this is exciting. What advice, Tom, would you give someone considering moving to Bella Vista or becoming involved in the community? So two questions. First, considering moving to Bella Vista, maybe it's like somebody like myself that lives in Fayetteville, maybe wants to move north, move into Bella Vista just because of some of the benefits that they offer, or somebody that's listening to this that's coming to Northwest Arkansas for a job with one of the big three or some other company, and Bella Vista might actually be a place that they could land. What advice would you give someone along those lines?
Come on out. Give us a test drive.
Do you have like special tours that the POA
offers?
We
don't do it. I mean, we have a lot of great real estate agents in the area that can take care of you. But come out, play around a golf, go to a couple of our restaurants, go on a great bike ride,
yep.
Get to know the community a little bit, come to the Gear Garden, buy me a beer, get to know the place.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to fall in love with the place really quickly. I had mentioned that we do those quarterly new resident meetings. And what's interesting is the number of people that are saying, oh, I moved here from Little Rock. Oh, I moved here from Fayetteville. I'm like, Fayetteville, that's down the road. But, you know, there's a lot of people. We're getting that reputation and people are coming to us. So that's really neat. With regards to your question about getting involved, get involved.
Yeah.
Volunteerism is down.
It is.
And we need it. And so volunteer for, you know, we have very important committees, the Lakes, the Rec, and the Golf Committee. How am I doing? I almost forgot the last one.
That's right.
You know, join a committee, get involved, become a part of the community. That's so important because our community governance is different from a lot of other communities where you have a mayor. I mean, we have a mayor in Bella Vista, but I'm talking specifically about the POA.
POA,
which
right.
is a little bit different, but at the end of the day, we're there for our membership.
Yeah, I got you. Well, that makes sense. And I mean, that's why I really wanted to sit down and talk with you, because you guys are the lion's share of what Bella Vista is doing right now. And so I think it's important for people to have a better understanding of the opportunities and just what's available to them in Bella Vista. So,
well, and it's pretty cool what Blue Crane is doing in the area and the family and the interest in the new bike park. That's really shining a light on Bella Vista.
Well, yeah. I mean, they just recently got a whole lot of land up there. So, I mean, a whole lot. So, yeah. So, and most of that land, I don't think I don't know if it would be built on, but it might be used for more natural purposes, more trails and the like. So, I just think there's a lot of good things happening in that area, especially just that whole connector between Bentonville and Bella Vista. There's a lot going on. I just recently had Matt Cooper from Conifer on. They're building a farm-to-table restaurant right there on the border of Bentonville and Bella Vista, which is going to be great. It's called Wren. It's going to be opening soon. At the time of we're recording this, it'll be opening in a few months. But I mean, when you think of all that's going to be available and is available in that area, I think anybody coming here to Northwest Arkansas, you're going to really be surprised at what you find. And so even if you go up and check out Bella Vista and check out some of the golf courses, check out the restaurants, you're going to be pleasantly surprised by what's available and what folks are doing here in Northwest Arkansas. So
yeah, I had someone describe it. So I'm going to steal their words and not give them any credit for it. But they said that they think the next 10 years in Bella Vista is going to be the golden era
for
Bella Vista. And I believe that.
Sure. How do you feel being a part of that?
I think it's pretty special.
Yeah.
You know, we all play a little part, and to be a little part of that success, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. And we're so glad that we we stole you from North Carolina and brought you here with your family. And so we certainly wish you nothing but continued success, Tom. Where can our listeners or anyone that is involved with the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast, where can they learn more about Bella Vista and stay updated on community news and events?
Well, go to our website, which is bellavistapoa.com.
Okay.
Or send me an email directly. Send it to tomj@bvvpoa.com. Don't miss that second V. Everybody missed that second V. But send me an email. Ask me the question. You know, people know me.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a direct answer.
You're an open book.
It may not be the answer you were hoping for,
right,
but I'm going to give you a direct answer,
and
I'll send you in the right direction.
Well, listen, I really appreciate that, and we'll make sure we put all of that in the show notes, and that way people can get in touch with you and just kind of, you know, pick your brain and learn a little bit more about Bella Vista. But this has really been an enlightening conversation, and I learned a lot today. So I really appreciate you. I appreciate Danielle and the fine work that you guys are doing up there in Bella Vista, man. So I just want to encourage you to keep it up. And if there's anything that we can do at the podcast to continue to support your efforts of getting the word out about Bella Vista and why it's such a special place, please don't hesitate to reach out.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. For show notes, resources, or to subscribe to our free newsletter, head over to iamnorthwestarkansas.com. Remember, you can reach out to Tom and learn more about the Bella Vista POA by visiting BVPOA. It's BellaVistaPOA.com. And that's the whole word. So you got to say Bella Vista. It's BellaVistaPOA.com. And then you can also reach out to Tom via email at tomj@BellaVistaPOA.com.
BVVPOA.
BVVPOA.com. That's your email address.
That's my email address.
But the website is BellaVistaPOA.com.
Got it.
I think we've
absolutely confused everybody.
We
at this
did.
Point.
And just go to the show notes and you'll get it there. That's me trying to do my close and adding a little ad lib there. But listen, remember, our new episodes drop every Monday, rain or shine. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed today's show with Tom, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really, really does help. I'm Randy Wilburn. Catch you next week right here on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit IAMNorthwestArkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.